Okay, we're beginning Chilik Beis, and we're holding in Simon Kuf Chaf Ches. Din in Esias Kapayim veEzid Dvar Mapisla beKoyen. Ein Esias Kapayim bePachis Masara vaKehanim meHaminyan. So you need to have at least 10 people, and the Kehanim are Mitzurif to the Minyan. In other words, you might have thought that the Musig of Birkas Kehanim is that the Kehanim are being Mevarech the Am, so maybe you need to have a Minyan of people who are being Mekabel the Bracha. And that we say v'hakahanim mehaminyan. The ein lazar lisa kapo v'afilim kahanim acherim. A non kohen, it's also for him to be el leduchen and to participate in this mitzvah. The zar over basay teizus pekol kisvi layaderi ma iser yesh v'zar ha'oyla v'afshad im kahanim acherim shari tzarech im. So there is a discussion as to is it actually an iser. Is there an Isra say or not? If you look at the first Bir Halacha, Kasev Seif Charede Mitzvah Sasei Levarich Kohen Es Yisrael Shneema Koy Sevarchu Es Bnei Yisrael VYisrael Ha'Oim Dem Panim Kneged Pnei Akahanim B'Shtiko U'Mechavnim Libam L'Kabel B'Chosim Kedvar Hashem Heinami B'Chlal HaMitzvah. Very interesting lashon of the Sefer Charedim, that the Yisraelim who are there and they're facing the Kohanim, they are bechlal the mitzvah ad kan l'shenei v'heviyu v'achreinim. So fascinating. You would have thought that after the Kohanim will have the mitzvah, but the recipients of the bracha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, wanted that we should be nizbarich, and therefore we need to be there. We need to somehow connect to the bracha of the Kohanim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Ein. V'dinah b'chol davar k'meishim uvoi la'el v'simenun heilin yin kaddish v'ayim sham v'mishnah b'resif katan l'amad yimam ashpasam v'shim ha'prim v'gadim v'mistapik l'in yin yashin in mitzdarif. So we've said that there's a requirement of 10, therefore it's got the same din as it does for kaddish, and therefore just like there's a discussion l'gabi yashin, so too there's a similar discussion. And the Mishnah Berurah writes over there, practically speaking, that l'chatchila one should wake someone up if he's sleeping, in order to make sure that you have 10 people who are awake. So there is an opinion which says that in order to duchen, you need to have a sefer Torah. Now he quotes in footnote 2 from the Chikrei Leiv, who says that in Shas and Peskim, Huska Shakanim, Hakahanim, Oilim, Lisa Kapayim, Beduchen. They need to be Oil Leduchen. And Leduchen is the Bima, which was Lifnei Ahecho, where the Sefer Torah is placed, and therefore maybe from there there's a requirement of Sefer Torah. But it says that the Minhag HaMakobol and Reva Chrenim is that there's no requirement of Sefer Torah. Yeshim, and the Misha Bob, Omar Kayan Ani, Neman, Lisa Kapov. The person comes into shul, they're from a different town, and they say, I'm a kohen. They are believed, they're Neman Lisa Kapov. What's the reason why? So the Beis Shmuel writes in Evan Ezra and Simon Gimel, he says, because nowadays when we don't give matanas to the kahanim, why would we think that he's nothing to gain from saying this? So he's believed. That is the Beis Shmuel. The Prima Gavim says that af im oyle kishene kein ever basay mitom akam kevin sheene machshul bezacherim malanu v'la'avayne. There's no real reason. There's no chashash that he's going to be mekalkel anyone. And finally, there's a kafachayim who says that kol davar ha'osu lehizbarer ein adam mishaker boy. This is a nos David legluya. Therefore, we're not concerned for chashash mishaker. Obviously, there's big nafirinas, but you have reasons this man that the kahanim would get matnas kahuna. The reason of the Beis Shmuel wouldn't apply. The reason of the kafachayim would apply, and so on. Now we said there's a requirement of 10, and we said the kahanim are mei haminyan. They are included in the minyan. Why lefisha kahanim gamkin bechlal bracha? I mean, it's not pshat that only they're being mevarich, but they're excluded from the bracha. Nein, lefisha kahanim gamkin bechlal bracha. Midichsiv vani avarchim kolayim lakahanim. Meaning they will be mevarch kisavarch as bnei Yisrael yivrecha yisur yair vani avarchim, and I will be mevarch them also. Vafila im ruban kahanim gamkin shapridami. Kevin Yeshal Kaponim Yisrael Echad Shiana Amen Achad Berkas Kahanim. So you can have 9 Kahanim and 1 Yisrael. That works. Rabbeis Knesset Shekulim Kahanim. Take a look later on in Sif Chafei. The Taz explains what Takavik Shach. As long as you have 1 Yisrael, that's good enough. As the Taz says, Shekevin Shabirkas Kahanim Nemra Balashin Yachid Yivarechacha Hashem Yishmarecha. Even Kain Afilu Yisrael Echad Ro'i Labracha. Even if you have 1 Yisrael, that is good enough. Now we said the Ein Lazar Lisa Kapov. Lazar should not be to participate in this mitzvah. So it's you, the Kahanim. It says the more Ela Kahanim Bnei Aaron. Atam Elizarim Balav Abba Michal Asay Asay. I'm the Bach Shukasu Nidaf Ke Ibn Sis Kapayim. Now the Issa is not merely to be able to duchen and say the bracha. It's specifically if I may say him. The freedom lay beirach mitchila shekidishan and b'tushasi shalayim v'tzivanu. It's not tali. The Issa is not tali on them saying the bracha beforehand. The Issa is the actual act of Nisiyas Kapayim. Avalim yivarech birkas kahanim b'lein Nisiyas Kapayim. If they say the bracha and if they say the nusach, but they're not nesa kapehem, eina eva basay. So they have to kind of be moving the hands also. They'll be prima gada mashma the issa yesh b'chol gavne. And if they're not moving their hands, because of a seva magin gibayim dahada amra teira atam leizarim eina rakhim eskavin le kavanas hamitzvah. So it's only if you have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah. Avali loy mechavin klal le kavanas hamitzvah. That's why they didn't have kavana to do the mitzvah as such. We're actually lavar al divri chaveirov. Shechoshvei shukayim. The Gemara says about one of the Tanaim. He says, you know, I can't go against what my friends tell me to do, even if they tell me to be el ledochin and have to listen to them and so on. So he says that if a person is doing it just because they mistakenly thought that he's a kohen and they instructed him to be el ledochin, treated the enkan isra say klal ein sham. Now he says when you're lead the chol zedaf kolamai the kaimel and the el. The mitzvah srichas kavana. I mean, we paskin in Simon Samach the mitzvah srichas kavana. But if you don't, if you say mitzvah ain srichas kavana, and you have fulfilled the mitzvah come what may without any kavana, tilad hachi ein mutar rak davke imachad in the favorish l'lishim mitzvah. You'd have to be el laduchen and have specific intention that I don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah. L'lishim mechavim klal lebracha, kain bevir halacha. What about if a chalal is oil l'duchen? Is he also included in the iser? So the Bir Halacha in the Ein Lazar, Kod Sapri Megadim, who is Mitzayin a Prichadosh, the chalal she'oil l'duchen over ba'asei kama izar. A chalal also is over on the asei like a zar. Vafidim Allah yered, he has to descend. So Tumtumandragus, where Mesupik, if he's a Zachar or not, so then he should not ascend the Duchen, and he should leave the Beis HaKnesses before Ritzay. Good. It says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, we said that Afilo in Kanamachem, it's also for a Zar. To be Ola Ratzalem, I feel in name of Asay, Eina Eber Hazar Kishmavarachim Akahanim, Damiut Atam Lezarim Hurak Kishmavarach Lavavi. Maybe the issue is only when he goes up by himself, but when there's a bunch of Kahanim who go up and he happens to just join in, Firach Akoponim, Osimishim Habrach Hashimavarach, but Chila Shekhidishano, Tahavi Lavatala. Obviously, that would be a Brach Lavatala from the Sheshekhidishano, and the Rakhla Kahanim, Sivsa Tera. Levarich es Yisrael. Good. Now we said bizarre ha'ayla im leimishim abrach levatala shakhanim tziv sater levarich es Yisrael. Again, that was going on. The Tesis says that the Ri was mesupik. He wasn't sure ma'is a yesh bizarre ha'ayla. What actual issa is there? I mean, obviously there might be a brach levatala, but mitzad the actual issa, it wasn't clear to him that there's actually missed the raisa. And we said the Efshadim Kanam Achirim, according to the Ri, maybe it is Takamut to Ratzalema, Bezekamar Ri, the Eno Eva Basse, Ragnishim is Sabrachla Vatala, Beladina Eskimach Renim, the Eno Chalak Bezer, Bechol Gavni Eva Basse. In all cases, whether or not you're the only person who's Eilul Laduchen, or you go up together with other Kahanim, in all cases, Eva Basse. Says the Mechaber Vaitun Sepeis. kol kain she'ein by echad mehadivarim hama'akvim. Any kain who doesn't have anything which impedes his ability to do Birkas Kahanim, imeino yiladoch, and afal pi yishebitl mitzvah se achas, harei ze ke'oiver b'shalosh asei. It's as if he has been over on three asseis. Im haya b'beis haknesses k'shkar kahanim ayim amru l'lal asei litl yadu. If he's in the shul at the time, and they tell him... or they tell him to be el leduchen, so it is as if he transgresses three yisur. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Be'echad, "Kila kamon in siman zemuvur harbi dvarim hamakim l'kayim l'kayim la'alas leduchen." There's going to be plenty of things which will prevent the kohen from being el leduchen. Yesh men shem raisa, akam yesh men shem mitrabonim. Let's see, kai b'bishalish v'u kaisu b'achu. Number one, amar lahem. Number two, v'samu ishmi. Number three. Really, it's only one Issa. Kosva Paiskim the Nisir's Kapayim Ein Dechel Issa Tumo. Meaning that there's no hetzer for him to be Nisir Kapov in a place where there's a Shaila of Tumo. Vatam Kiyish Bezeh Asay Velaysa Say, Lenefesh Leitama. So if there's a maze in the place like Nessus, there's no hetzer for him to be El Laduchin for Sev Gadamitsa Say. Because there is the assay of there's a lazy assay of the nefesh letamo, and there's the assay of kedusha miu. The v'chein afilu meis pisser achas shekvar omer shechtziv kohanim dechal leim hamitzvah assay denisis kapayim. We're going to see many times that the mitzvah is chal on the kohanim when they say kohanim. Omar lahem, the pasuk says, say to them kohanim. So when they say that, it's chal on the kohen to do the mitzvah. Afilu achi tzrichim lotzik hekev. You need to go out immediately. So you need to tell him. We spoke about this previously. The afshar listim apsachim achalenis. You can close the windows, the doors of beis haknesses. Filu neder lo yein tzach lachzis achigmar nisis kapayim nisis kapayim devar teira v'tumah kazu ein element rabbanon. That type of a tumah is only tumah de rabbanon. And they'll be able to close the windows and so on, even though the Rabban there still is a tumor because it's asid lotzis misham. Nevertheless, he's able to finish. Even in such a case where it would only be a case of a tumor, the Rabbanan, toiv yoiser sheyetze tekef hachut. So the best thing is that he should go out even in such a case. meaning, is toiv. As he writes in the Sha'atzin, in Zion, and Shem Piskei Tshuva, Mashukos Koshe Mechavez Yoyer, that it's not so poshut in that case where you can close up the windows and the doors and so on, and it's only going to be a Tumah Derabbanan. It's not so posh that he has to go, says the Sha'atzin, in Shem Achilu Kosafti Rak, the Toiv. That's why I use the Lashon, that it's a good thing to be Choshish for those other Shitas. He said, Kishakira Kehanim, the Balavachi Eina Oila, he's not Oila Duchen unless. Unless they actually say and they invite him, they say kahanim. Dechsev amar lahem o mitagimina nikhad yem rain lahoina. When you'll say to them, who creates kahanim shano imrim and lakamay sukkot. And you had written the custom of Ram Badaf kisha akaragla bavoida. But this that he's oila is only if he does so in the right time. When he was akaragla bavoida, avalim loy akaragla. Ein rashoy lalis. He's not allowed to go up. Ukele kamon besifches. Ve'af da'chazin kara kahanim. Osha amar le beferish lalis. Ein over basay. Meaning the din is, we will see le'ikuv mamish that he has to have been oikeres raglov during ritzay. After which, it's going to be too late. And we're going to see that even if he's oily, he has to descend. Ad kdei kach, it's such a davar chomer. El yirah behevi mishin, tshuvas ma'amintz, stapik b'zeh, du'ulai ba'ifan zeh, mochiv lalitz, if they've explicitly told him to go up, alken yish lizar shalei liyeis oz b'beis haknesis, kdei shalei yopan zeh, b'lavach yish las, his kain mishim shalayim ro'olav shupogim, meaning if he doesn't go up, then anyway that's going to cast aspersions on his lineage, on his pedigree. Demi yoda, right, good. Now we said the basic kishkem kahanim. Oh, im amru leilali. So they tell him to be oila. Zed koy gam kim b'shoyi beres haknesses. He was in shul. Right, if he's outside and they say kahanim, maybe he should go in duchen. we're not speaking about such a case, because there's no mitzvah. Rak the bar mechabal ha'iris lano, they not gemina b'din zeh, b'din bein tevis kahanim, shakira chazim b'chal, l'chala kahanim, a'yisham le'befrak lalis. There's no difference between the general invitation of kahanim, which is said to everyone, or the specific one for him. The fellow who pours the who Miranis Gamkin al Birkas Kahanim, Kulam Bakal Amar Lahem, they're all included in the invitation of Amar Lahem. Who Vaibra Basemina Ayla. So whenever there's been a formal, informal invitation to be Ayla, then there's a problem if he's not Ayla Duchan. Because the Mari Gamkin if he does someone in Avram, Shaka Ragla Bavaida, this is providing that he's been Aker Ragla Bavaida. In other words, he could say, well, look, I haven't been Oker Raglov, so maybe I'm not going to be Oker Basay. If he had the ability to do so, then that is problematic. So the bottom line we're saying over here is that providing that the Kayan does not have any mumim which will pass or be ma'akif him from being a Leduchan, then there are potentially three Yisurim involved, although it's primarily one Yisur, Kesavarcho, which is not a Leduchan. But once he's been Eil Ladochan and he's been Mevarech Es Yisrael Pam Achas B'Yom, even if they tell him explicitly to be Eil again, he is not Eivor Basay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Shuv Ina Eivor. Hainu Yisrami Lei Tzibur Achrin. He happens to be in Shul again when they Dochan. Vatam Kevin Shekvakiyim Mitzvazu B'Yom Zeh Lei Chiyavtoi HaTeira Yosef. You don't have to do more than once a day. You come welcome in Allah Ham Shemis, that Mevarcha Mitrila Habracha, Asher Gidijan Mikdushasi Shalaran Vitzivan, Makopanim Aisa Mitzvah, Vafilibaisa Besa Knesset, Shekhar Nasa Kapov. So every time he is Eil Leduchen, every time he benches the Tzibor, he makes a Bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's in the same shul, and you might have thought that maybe there's no Hesach Hadas passing to the Mishnah every time he makes a new bracha. In the footnote 16 over here, he says Va'afle in Yenisius Kapayim Betfilas Musaf Ba'isik Tzibur Ba'ikvar Nasa Kapa B'Shachras Kasul Kaman She'ein Olav Chiyu Menatera Lisa Kapa B'Shenis. So let's say in a regular in Eretz Yisrael they duchen Shachras, they duchen Musaf. The Ikra Din, strictly speaking, being that he's been Eil Ladochan Shachris, let's say he's got a taiva, he wants to be a Marach, a Tefillah, in Musaf, he's not Eil Radisar, certainly not a Nesedir Aisa, if he chooses not to be Eil. He continues in 16, and he says, Ba'ifan Shetzar Hashat, Lachzer Shenis Al Tefillase. So let's say he was Eil Ladochan, and in the middle of Sim Shalom, they realize, you know, he said, Akela Kodesh instead of Amelech HaKodesh, it's a Sersim Mitshuva. So Ba'ifin Shetzach Hashat Lachzer Shenis Al Tfilasei Kasa B'Shut Har Tzvi U'B'Kteis HaShulchan B'Chaim Noah Shalo Yehisa Karanim Shur V'Skapeyim. So when he's Chazer as Hashat Nachamol, the Kahanim are not Eilal Adochan a second time, that we didn't have to do. And finally we said once they're Mekanim it's a once. Then Leich Yavti Atera Yosi says in footnote 17, what's the pshat? He quotes a lavush Shem Haya Chayiv Lalis B'chol Pam Sheyemru Lai Afir Elav Pam Im Emesay Yikai Meshar Mitzvah Emesay Yase Shat Zrochav. Says the lavush, it's just the milsad the mestaba that he doesn't have to do it more than once, one time a day. And we said that if he does it a second time, then he needs to make a bracha. The Maimer Mardechai, the Minchas Chinuch, they compare this mitzvah to mitzvah's tefillin. That even if he wore his tefillin once, and now he chooses to wear it a second time, then he doesn't need to, then he has to make a bracha again. He says over here in 18, in the second paragraph, the in the famary shemin sha'ala hayalavade So this already is not going to be so simple. Meaning, it says, Amar lahem, say to two kahanim. So the ikra mitzvah is when you have two or more kahanim. So let's say the first time he was by himself. He was a singleton. And now he happens to be in shul. And there's another kahanim or another two kahanim. So says the says Rav Chaim Noah, in the primary shem inshallah hayalavadi. Okay, is yesh imaken acher sarach lahader valalis pamni sefes. Okay, in yesh sevim shiva pamri shena lo yahayachiyu vaymen. Okay, rather those that say the first time there was no chiyuv d'oraisa. Let's just see if we can quickly see dalet. Kishe kahanim einam reitzim lalis laduchen for whatever reason. Einam shicham lishis chutz mi beis haknesses. Ela b'shah shekere hachazin kohanim. So they don't need to be outside the shul the whole time, but rather only the time when the chazan says kahanim. Avol kedei shelo yimru shem pagumim nagu shelo likanes lebeis haknesses ad sheyigmru birkas kahanim. So they will remain outside. Otherwise, people might say that they are bnei grusha, bnei chalutza, and so on. Let's just see the beginning of this. Sifkat yud beis. Kedoyim shu cholosh. Let's say he's very weak. He just does not have kayach. Ayin magin Avram shekasev Hashem amadchai shayitz tzach lot seis kodim shemaskin ritzei. He needs to leave before they commence ritzei. Batam kedei shalei yomru shehim pegumim kashle yakru b'ritzei. Vegam kashle viyam hayitz kemayim la yavoy viyamer lahem lalis. The lady will also tell him to be oyla. Kasev peskin the psurim lalis aduchan afilo psurim derabban and ein shechan lot seis lachutz. If a person is posel lalis, even if the psul is only a psul du rabbanan, such a person does not need to go outside. The kishachazim kera kahanim in kamanasi al psulim. He is calling and inviting the kahanim ksherim to be oila, laduchan, and so on. Okay, we will call it here, and Bez Hashem will pick it up with Sif Hay tomorrow.